It's a pleasure to be here, and just want to thank Greg and Connie for giving us the opportunity to have a just say a word to you. I have to say that I enjoyed the dinner, but I really was not that excited about getting up and confessing to you all that we have had failure in our life. So Pam and I wanted to just share with you a little bit about what the ministry at CFT means to us. But to do that, I want to just give you a kind of a brief background. As Greg mentioned, I played football at the University of Florida. Please don't hold that against me. I've been in Georgia for 21 years now, so I guess I'm sort of a Bulldog.
We wore Georgia Tech colors, and we didn't really mean to, but yeah. So we're not sure who we are.
That's right. God knows. But when I was playing ball, I met Pam. She was grew up in Gainesville, Florida. We had one of those storybook romances, a year of dating, 6 months of engagement. When we got married, it was a huge wedding, and everybody's all excited about this Christian couple. You know, these kids that have everything together, that everything's working right for them. And graduated college, and make a long story short, during that time, a ministry called Campus Crusade for Christ had a huge impact in my life. And Pam and I prayed about what we would do with our lives and felt led to go into Campus Crusade's athletic ministry, Athletes in Action. And so we, you know, went through our training and we were placed at the University of Georgia. Well, I was like, God's got to have a sense of humor here, man. The only worst place would have been Florida State, you know. But, well, we went to Athens, started the ministry of Athletes in Action. But, you know, in the context of our marriage relationship, we had a storybook romance, as I mentioned. And really, Pam and I didn't get married. We dated for a year, engaged for 6 months, never had an argument, never had a crossword. Both Pam and I are the type of personalities that just kind of avoid conflict. And so some of the issues that we had to deal with in our marriage, we didn't deal with. We just kind of shoved them aside. And, you know, we found pretty quickly that being in ministry did not really allow you to deal with those issues. Unfortunately, people held you to a standard. And we, in some ways, we put a face on because we were in ministry and didn't understand that we needed to be able to be free and be honest. And so, make a long story short, over the years, those issues built up. And February of 2000, some events took place that brought those issues to bear. And we both, you know, from the start, said, Lord, we want to honor you and we want to glorify you in our marriage. But I'm not so sure we can overcome this situation, these things that have happened. We went to two different Christian counselors, and in both cases, basically they kind of looked at us and said, well, gosh, you know all the right answers. I'm not sure we can do anything for you here. How about trying this or trying that? And eventually we were, now, let me back up and just say this. Pam, I told her she could just hit me whenever she wants to say
well,
something.
Oh, you're doing so such a good job. I'll interject. I think one thing we found, and I don't know a lot of your lives out there, but being in ministry, sometimes we're not real. We're not real with people. And we were in a situation where we were helping so many other people that we were not helping ourselves. And we did not have your typical background to go to a counselor, we thought. I grew up in a fabulous home. I knew I was loved. I had really strong Christian parents. We were both strong believers when we got married. So for us to be in a situation where we needed some severe marriage counseling, people weren't real sure what to do with us because we did not fit the mold. And I think sometimes that is Satan's target. It's like if we can get that family and tear that family apart, then we can take a lot down with us. And I just think from my perspective, we need to be real. You know, we need to say, look, I know we're ministering to y'all, but we need you to minister to us. So anyway, I just wanted to interject that.
Great. And so anyway, I don't remember how we got to Greg and their ministry.
God,
yeah. Well, yeah. Just so happened. But, you know, the incredible thing about this message that they are able to share, I think, is that we had most of the points and things that they were talking about, we had heard before, but we never had heard it in the context of applying it in a marriage relationship. Mm-hmm. And the incredible thing that I think is the strongest point for their ministry and everything else that they do is, one, that God has to do the work. That's the first thing. But that you know, the other people that we had talked to were trying to do some limb trimming or put a Band-Aid on it. And the message that Greg and Connie and their ministry puts forth deals with the root. It goes down to the foundational issues of a person's life individually. And by doing that, also their relationship to their wife or husband or spouse, and begins to deal with it from that perspective. It gets down to the root issue. So when you have, you know, when you apply those principles and the things that they teach, you're building the proper foundation. And so I think that's the main thing that I got out of their mission. I mean, of course, you know, the fact that they love you and they're concerned about you and they're willing to do whatever it takes to help you to find, you know, God's peace and God's love and God's grace. And so I think, you know, that's the major selling point for us, and was a thing that really had a huge impact in our lives. And so I want to just first, you know, give glory to God, because he's the one that changes people. It's through him. I hate to even say this. People say, I'll be honest. That kind of implies that you hadn't been honest before. I'll be frank. How about that with you? There were times in our situation when I said, God, if you can heal this, if you can work this out, I will absolutely know without a shadow of a doubt that you're a God of miracles. Because I almost lost hope. And through their message and what God did, first of all, just say that, give God the glory. But I want to thank God for CFT and their ministry and the impact that they have in people's lives.
Well, I wanted to say, too, that in us healing in such an unbelievable way, in fact, we're celebrating 25 years of marriage in June. And I will tell you, these past four, not the first part of the past 4 years, but these last few years have been fabulous. And if you'd asked us 4 years ago, could that happen, we'd probably said, there's no way. But I'll never forget when we went to see Greg and Connie, and we were sitting on this couch right beside each other, and Greg said, why are you here? And I said, I don't know. I said, you can't help us. And he started asking some really hard questions, and I thought, he is really brave. And they loved us. We finally, God used them to allow us to be able to say some things to each other that other counselors, I guess, just didn't want to go there. So just from our perspective, God did a miracle. And we have actually, through our healing, have had an impact in other families' lives. So Connie and Greg, what you did for us is still multiplying. And I would just encourage those of you who maybe are in a situation we were in where you're both strong believers, you're in a place of influence, that if there's a need, deal with it. You know, we never felt like we could deal with it. And finally, God said, okay, you're going to deal with it. But he knew the other side of it. He knew we would be here today saying, God is a great God, and God's a God of healing. So thank you for letting us share, and thanks, Connie and Greg.